This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh man, I made the music sound really bad there, and I didn't intend to. I think I pressed two buttons at once. Sometimes I feel that's terrible work on the board here for the host on a Monday afternoon. We have my friend Josh Krasauer coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. You see him on Fox a lot. We'll talk about the politics of the day. We're going to do that a little bit here with Susan Crabtree as well. But she's also written a new book. She is the Real Clear Politics national political correspondent and the co-author of a new book called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. Susan, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just very excited about this new book. We have excerpts in both the Washington Examiner and the New York Post coming out tomorrow and Fox News this morning.
Yes, I've heard a lot about it, and I want to find out a lot more, but let me just kind of ask you to react to the politics of the day. And by the way, the politics of the day is moving constantly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can't keep up. You have to constantly watch.
So here we are in a day where the Dow and the Nasdaq has not been very good. And we know that the Democrats, I heard Hakeem Jeffries in a soundbite here at the top of the hour, they're going to use this to their advantage as much as possible. But what would you say about the landscape right now? Because it is some tricky waters here with Trump. He's encouraging some patience with people. But it's hard for me to believe that there aren't some people out there that supported the president that might be a little nervous right now, just from the economy standpoint.
Yes, yeah, so you think he said you were going to have some short-term pain, disturbances, he called it, in the State of the Union. And, you know, that it's going to be interesting to see how long the American public really wants to put up with these disturbances. We've had inflation for so long. Now we have the stock market getting hit. Some of his biggest supporters, Trump's biggest supporters, including the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, are acting, you know, getting the jitters a bit. But Donald Trump says this is in the nation's long-term interest to try to use tariffs to bring back manufacturing to this country. And there are some signs that they're a success early on. I believe there was an automobile manufacturer who came back to Indiana just last week. One sign that they're attempting to reverse some of the exporting of our manufacturing overseas.
Well, one thing that I've learned here in the past 8 years in particular is that I'm always a little bit more patient with what the reaction might be to Trump, because, look, the stock market could be way up here in the next couple of days. I don't know what's going to happen. If it's a long-term correction, we're going to have bigger issues and the polling's not going to be very good. But to a certain extent, we've seen some of this stuff happen with whether it's the previous administration or even earlier this year where people have panicked and there's a lot of things where emotion, you know, shows and then all of a sudden people settle down very quickly. But with Trump, Susan, you know this is always exaggerated.
Oh, certainly. That's exactly what most people, it's a divisive issue. You're going to have the MSNBCs of the world, the Rachel Maddows of the world, you know, with hair on fire and saying that this is the end of the world. But Trump is asking for your patience because so much of our manufacturing in this country, if you look in the South, all of the cotton factories that used to just be a mainstay of the community and providing a lot of jobs has been exported to China. And even in terms of our auto manufacturing, exported to Mexico. So he's trying to bring back those jobs and the job and to hit China where it hurts with tariffs so that they're not, we have just basically handed over on a silver platter all of our cheap goods and manufacturing to China. And maybe we shouldn't be expecting, you know, all of this cheap labor to be coming from China because it obviously is being produced in part by Uyghur labor, and that's forced labor camps going on in China. And do the American people really know that that's what's going on?
It's
disturbing.
So you mentioned China. There's a good segue here. The book is called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. But there is a very, very strong component with China and Gavin Newsom, isn't there?
Absolutely. We didn't have to dig too far to find it. We saw this. What was intriguing with us, we saw that he had at one of his vineyards in Napa Valley, he has a big Chinese shipping box that's the office of the vineyard, and he likes to display that online. And we thought, what's going on here? Well, we found out that when he was lieutenant governor of California, he started this group called China SF. It's a nonprofit that he said was to help import Chinese companies and then help Chinese companies be, it was sort of like the gateway to San Francisco and to California. And more than 100 Chinese companies then came into California and started doing business here. But the reverse wasn't true. The California companies and U.S. companies didn't go back to China, which was interesting as we saw that that Gavin Newsom had some trademarks on his wine that were made about the same time that he was doing these trips with China SF to China. And he hooked up with a business tycoon named Vincent Low, who had deep ties to the Communist Party over there. And lo and behold, Vincent Low's business were coming into California, and he was going to pour his wine and do a wine tasting in one of Vincent Low's businesses in buildings in Shanghai. So where is the benefit to the California consumer and the American consumer from all of this? The Chinese companies, and I can go into greater detail. One of them was a solar company, and they were just dumping their goods, subsidized by the Chinese government, onto the California market and the U.S. market, and they were doing all kinds of deals with California companies and even Arizona companies. With this SunTech Chinese solar company. And meanwhile, Solyndra, which we were subsidizing with taxpayer dollars and became a joke because it went bust, it was based in Silicon Valley, it was going bust because it couldn't compete with the SunTech's prices. So actually, Solyndra ended up suing SunTech, and it was found in their favor. So what is the benefit of all of this? Besides Gavin Newsom's own self-interest and his wine exports to China, what was the benefit to the U.S. citizen, the California citizen?
I think that's a rhetorical question. I think the answer is no, right? But when they're cutting, the other thing about this is that these Chinese companies are getting really, really big tax breaks and incentives from the state of California and from the city of San Francisco, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's about. And we found out that the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce was behind this, and it was also being sponsored, this China SF group that Newsom started, by Huawei, which you know is a company, sort of a surveillance company and tech company that is banned by not only the U.S., but the United Nations. So it's the ties are to China are very, very deep, and very, very deep with Newsom. And we have also, he asked TikTok, of all companies, to for $300,000 in behested payments. That means in California they're illegal, that the governor gets to direct a corporation, gets to ask a corporation for money for charitable causes. Well, in this case, it was to promote Gavin Newsom's own COVID mandate.
Isn't that convenient, company. Right? Wow. So you outline all of this. So the book is called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. How much beyond the China connection do you go? Because obviously one of the situations with looking at California from afar, like here in the Midwest in St. Louis, is we see all the nutty, kooky things that they do, even in their state, with the whether it's red state or some of the laws that they passed are not actually, you know, going after criminals, et cetera. Do you cover all of that as well, or is much of this just focused on the Newsom China connection?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, that was the great work of Peter Schweitzer, my co-authors. He's Peter Schweitzer's research director. They specialize in China connections.
Yeah.
So that was their great work. I worked on most of the other issues, and we go through in the final chapter of all of the failed policies that California is exporting to the rest of the country in terms of its kooky environmental policies, its EV mandates, its mandates on diesels and truck gasoline. It just goes on and on. We also have a whole section on Jennifer Siebel Newsom's transgender documentaries. It's called them gender justice films, that she screens in public schools across the country for a small fee. And it is, I think she's made $1.4 million just in screening her transgender films.
Yeah, we got to talk about this. All right, but this I was unaware of, and I'm guessing a lot of the audience is unaware of, and this kind of comes, you know, obviously the book was all put together before Newsom did his little flip-flop or addressed something with the trans sports issue, and I want your opinion on that. But Jennifer Siebel Newsom, is she, this is what Susan writes, she's known as the gender-neutral first partner in California. That in and of itself is true. Kind of makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, that was her nod. She insisted on calling her the first partner. So that was her nod to LGBTQ plus issues. But yeah, she is doing this. One of her films has curriculum, too, that includes the gender-bred person, which has like a Mr. Potato Head type of mix and match. You can just mix and match their gender gender-bred person. And it's interesting to me that those films are being funded by behested payments too, including from PG&E, a major utility that is responsible for causing the deadliest fire in California history. It was found guilty of 84 counts of manslaughter in the Paradise Fire in 2018. And Gavin Newsom continues to take money from them in the form of money for his homeless ballot initiatives that he's asking $6 billion more for, even though he's already spent $24 billion and there was an audit and it was unaccounted for. It was basically up in smoke. We don't know where the $24 billion for homelessness went, but we do know that there have been numerous scandals involving the state's homeless money, including more than $100 million to a company called Shangri-La. You can't make this up.
No way.
And the CFO was a 20-something, and he was spending it on Beverly Hills rental homes, fabulous rental homes, luxury cars, and jewelry for his girlfriend.
Awesome. That sounds just about right for California. Susan Crabtree is here. The book is called Fool's Gold. So one of the things that I pointed out quite a bit in the fall, I don't remember much of the national media focusing in on this, but you had a state of California that looked like, and they did, pass Proposition 36 that said, hey, wait a second. We think that if you steal a bunch of stuff from CVS or Walgreens or Macy's or whatever, you should actually be prosecuted for that. And that was not what was happening in California. But Gavin Newsom and the LA Times both were against Proposition 36, even though 80% of the damn state was for it. If that doesn't show how out of touch you are on key issues, I don't know what does.
Yeah, now the LA Times publisher is trying to change its editorial page because of that. And you had Nathan Hochman, who is a new prosecutor who ran as a Republican before, then ran as an independent, oust George Gascon, the district attorney in LA. He's the one who wrote that soft on crime. It was called Proposition 47 in 2014. And guess who was the first elected official to sign on? None other than Gavin Newsom. So that soft on crime that made it lowered it from a felony to a misdemeanor. As long as you rob, you steal less than $950 in one swoop. So the California voters, including the LA voters, rejected that in a huge way in November, and they replaced the prosecutor who wrote that law. And now we have Proposition 36, but now we have Gavin Newsom and the state legislature not funding it properly.
There's always
a wrinkle.
But this is a guy, Susan, that, you know, how does this square with what he's trying to, like, go back to the flip, or I don't even know if it was a flip, but he had some wiggle room there on the transports issues. This guy, clearly, he wants the national profile. He thinks he can be president, right?
Yes, he is trying to, everything he does is performative, not performance-based, and that's why he thinks he can run for president via podcast with that while his state remains in the shambles. It is absolutely abhorrent to me that he says there, he acknowledges that trans athletes, biological men competing in women's sports is unfair, deeply unfair,
right,
he said, but he's not changing his policies at all. In fact, I asked his office last week whether he's going to change a 2013 law that allows California students, trans students, compete, biological men, boys could compete with girls at a high school level and university level. And their office did not respond to that. They just pointed me to the further comments about his sympathies with trans people because they're suicidal. But There's no deep explanation of why they're suicidal. Whether the act of being trans itself makes you, you know.
I actually think that the evidence, and you probably know this, I think the evidence shows that that it does make you more suicidal because of the mental aspects of the transition. That's the big misnomer. They try to claim that all these kids are committing suicide because you're not allowing them to be trans. That's not even close or remotely to the truth. And I think Gavin Newsom probably knows that. Well, listen, Susan, thanks so much for jumping on here. Fool's Gold, the radicals, con artists, and traitors who killed the California dream and now threaten us all. Is it out tomorrow? Is that when the book comes out?
Yes, it's out tomorrow, and we expect more exclusives in the morning for the New York Post and other places. So it's just just very thankful for your interest in. We need to hold these California politicians' feet to the fire because the mainstream media does not do so out here at all.
No, they do not. That's absolutely you. We know that here in St. Louis. I promise you that. Thank you, Susan Crabtree. Keep on them, okay?
Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Yeah, the book is out tomorrow, Fool's Gold. Some of the nonsense. I mean, it's just really crazy when you think about what happens in California. For him to come out, like, I did not know this about his wife, that she was so involved in the trans issue. I mean, how does that even square with what he said during that podcast? I mean, he's obviously full of you-know-what.
He is.
He's just trying to have it both ways, is what these politicians try to do. So she's actually, the way that Susan describes her is... one of the first prominent politicians to defy state law and issue. No, this is Newsom overall. Yeah. So she says he was one of the first prominent politicians to defy state law and issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, is now siding with conservatives with his stated opposition to biological men participating in women's sports. But again, that's a very nuanced issue. And she kind of gets into this issue with Jennifer Siebel Newsom, known as the gender-neutral first partner in California. I mean, just hearing that makes you kind of laugh. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And she's made a bunch of money from showing these documentaries in schools. And some of this stuff, you know, I don't know. I'd have to read deeper into this particular article. But some of this stuff is targeted toward kids that are even younger than my daughter, which does not in any way, shape, or form seem appropriate. But in California, of course, it is. Josh Kroshauer weighing in on the politics of the day coming up next.
Was I out of my head? Get more at 971talk.com.